Welcome to Animal Voices here on 100.5 FM Co-op Radio CFRO in the downtown east side on unceded Coast Salish territories in British Columbia, Canada. Today is Friday, November 15th, 2013. I'm your host, Jackie McIntosh, and I'm joined here in studio today by Cynthia Ganatra.
Hello.
And Allison Cole.
Hi there.
Welcome. Animal Voices is Vancouver's and Western Canada's only animal advocacy and compassionate living radio program, bringing you all the animal and vegan-related news, events, interviews, lifestyle, and commentary you need to keep you up to date on what's happening both locally and internationally. We at Animal Voices encourage the movement toward the world in which non-human animals are treated with compassion and mercy and are afforded the basic right to live free from exploitation. This program can be heard every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and is also streamed live at cooperadio.org and also available as podcasts on iTunes and animalvoices.org after airing. On today's show, we speak with Erica Meyer of Compassion Over Killing, a national nonprofit animal advocacy organization headquartered in Washington, D.C. We talk with her about a recent undercover video from inside a Colorado agribusiness facility, which reveals the cruel and inhumane treatment of dairy calves who are just days old. They are the victims of horrific cruelty, and we will find out more about this investigation and what we can do to help end this abuse later on our show. Also, we will speak with Sarah Dubois of BCSPCA Wildlife Services about some of the threats we cause to wildlife and how to peacefully coexist with our urban wildlife neighbors. And another thing that we'll be discussing, I'm not sure how many people have been watching all the great news in the media lately. Aquarium, captive animals and yoga, does that mix? I don't know. We'll be discussing about that later on the show and looking forward to hearing that. And to start off, Allison has some wonderful restaurant reviews to share.
Oh, how do you know if they're wonderful or not? I guess we kind of discussed
you kind of told
yeah,
us.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah. I gave it away a little bit here. So, yeah, I had a busy weekend last week. I had to drive up to Whistler Mountain on Saturday morning to play concert there that night and then come home the next day. And so whenever I travel anywhere, of course, I always check the internet, Happy Cow and whatever else to see what can I eat, right? Especially at a place like Whistler. Hadn't been up there in like 20 years, right? So I don't know what exists there for options for vegans. So I did my research. It turns out there's really not that much in Whistler that I know of. And so I did some more research and realized that there's actually a really veggie-friendly cafe called Zephyr Cafe on the way up, which is just 50 minutes away from Whistler. So it was actually a good stop. It's about a two-hour drive from where I live in Vancouver up to Whistler, where I had to go. And so I stopped there for sort of a late lunch. It's called Zephyr Cafe. It's very veggie friendly, and I know both of you have been there before, we discovered.
Used to teach in Squamish. I used to teach yoga there, so I'd always hop into Zephyr for some lunch.
It seems like
tea.
The only place to really go. It actually has a lot of really great options. So like I said, so it's not completely vegan. It's not even completely vegetarian. They serve a lot of everything. They do serve meat. They also serve a really good selection of vegetarian, vegan, and even raw dishes. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I actually was in the mood sort of for, like I said, it was an early lunch, but I ended up having the quinoa cereal for my quote-unquote lunch, because that's what I felt like having. It was $10, and you might think, well, that's pretty expensive for a bowl of cereal, right? But it was actually totally worth it, I think. It was this really large bowl of organic cooked quinoa with blackberries, pumpkin seeds, dried coconut, banana, and sesame snaps, and I had almond milk with it, and I know they had soy milk as well available. It was very, very nourishing, and yeah, that was delicious. And then I got some dinner to go because I knew there wasn't going to be anything later in Whistler, or not that much, right? I didn't really want to have to walk around in that. So, yeah, I got to go. I got a rice bowl with organic brown rice where you could have it with quinoa. It had grilled zucchini and onion, shredded beets and carrot, tomato, green onion, and a peanut satay sauce. And I also had an extra serving of tofu on there. And that was actually really nice and delicious. You know, just your standard rice bowl, but it was huge and it was just nice to have something, you know, when you're away and you're not really sure what's out there. So I definitely scored with that. And they also have a good selection of vegan baked goods. I got a berry and a pumpkin muffin to go, which are quite decent. You got the giant cookie, right?
Yeah.
Which I saw there. It was almost $5. I almost got it, but then I saw the muffins. How was that cookie?
Well, it's so funny. When you first asked me if I'd been there, I'm like, I don't think so. And then I remembered stopping briefly, like, on the way back to Vancouver in this cafe and grabbing like a breakfast cookie. Yeah. And yeah, it was really filling and good. I honestly don't remember too much about it because it was quite a while ago.
Okay, that's okay. But it looked really yeah. amazing. And geez, for $5, it better be a good cookie, right? So they have salads, rice bowls, wraps, burritos. They have raw lasagna, raw burger, raw pad thai. They have smoothies. And I would really strongly recommend checking out this place the next time you are heading up to Whistler or you're going to Squamish. That's in BC. So I guess Squamish is about an hour and 20-minute drive away from where I live, maybe a little bit less from the sort of mid-downtown Vancouver area. And it's definitely the place to go. It was really hopping. It was really busy. Zephyr Cafe. They have a website, zephyrcafe.ca. And it's definitely a haven for hearty and healthy plant-based food in that area. So on Sunday night when I got back, I went to the Veg Van meetup with my friend Denise at a restaurant on Kingsway in Vancouver, or you could call it the edge of Burnaby. It's actually just a block away from Vegan Pizza House, which we already love and know very well here in Vancouver. Anyways, this place is called Veggie Bowl. It's a vegetarian Vietnamese restaurant, and it just opened this year in May, so I was really glad to have a chance to check it out. It seems like we keep having all these like veggie vegan places like popping up, and I kind of like lose track of them sometimes, you know, and then I forget to go try them out. So I'm really glad that I made it to this because we got a special deal at this event. We were served 7 different dishes, and it was for a total of only $15 altogether for a special deal. That was including tax and tip. And each dish was brought out one by one, and I was getting so full near the end. I have to tell you, like, I could barely eat anything at the end, but I did definitely sample everything. So we started out with a shredded tofu roll in a rice paper wrap with dipping sauce. That was really nice. There was a spring rolls that were deep fried. They're just, you know, your standard deep-fried spring rolls. We had a delicious lotus salad that was one of my favorite. It had all these shredded different vegetables in there. A sweet and sour noodle soup, which is also very, very tasty. And you two, so Cynthia, you've been there before, so you're familiar with Vietnamese food. I don't know if you are, Jackie. Vietnamese vegan, that is.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Vietnamese, but I've never been to Veggie Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I actually just went on Monday, which is really funny because you were there on Sunday. And I had the shredded tofu wrap dip.
Okay.
And it was delicious.
That was nice.
Yeah. My whole meal was really delicious. And it was a really decent price, which I really liked.
Yeah.
And a good ambiance.
Yeah, I didn't even really notice what the regular prices were because we had this deal. There was more. We had Nam Vang noodles. We had their veggie bowl, which is like a faux soup with satay sauce. And so that's like a big bowl of soup with a whole bunch of veggies in it and really nice broth. Curried vegetables with rice. So that's everything that we had. I really enjoyed the food, as did you, Cynthia. Mm-hmm, okay. And for our vegan Vietnamese food, it was definitely a winner. This whole place isn't vegan, apparently, but we sure had a lot. Like, I wouldn't have been able to tell which. I actually thought it was a vegan place when I got there, but I sort of did some research later and found that out. My friend Denise, on the other hand, she only gave it a 3 out of 10. And I said, well, why? The food's good. She just said, because it's not her kind of food. So if it's not your kind of food, it's not your kind of food. But I still think it was great. Customers get 10% off their bills on Meatless Mondays, which is interesting to note. And their address is 2222 Kingsway. Like I said, it's only a block away for Vegan Pizza House. So we went there afterwards for dessert. They're open from 11 till 8 p.m. every day, but Tuesday.
Awesome. Great. Thank you for that.
Did you know that Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM, has over 90 different shows produced by over 350 community members? This wide range of programming produced by our diverse group of programmers ensures that we have a show you'll love. We have shows on feminism, spirituality, disability rights, politics, unions, and parenting. We play jazz, indie rock, reggae, blues, and folk. We broadcast in a dozen different languages and have more First Nations programs than any other radio station in Vancouver. Find your show on Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. All different, all the time.
Hello, and welcome to Animal Voices. So if you haven't heard already, there was a protest at the aquarium yesterday, and it was actually organized, co-organized by me and my friend, Corey Kilbitsky, and Jackie was there also from Animal Voices, and so was Alyssa. And basically what the protest was, it was against the aquarium just in general, but also the fact that the aquarium was holding yoga classes, and both Corey and I are yoga practitioners, and yoga is about unity, about freedom, interconnectedness with all beings, and well, the aquarium is a place where animals are held captive and usually made to do circus-like tricks. So we thought this was ridiculous. They were offering a yoga class inside the aquarium in front of the beluga whales, which are being held in captivity, two beluga whales, Kila and Aurora. And so we decided to hold a protest outside the aquarium, where we decided to have two parts of the protest. One was we had people just holding signs, really interesting signs. Everybody made amazing signs. We had one that said, whale jail equals yoga fail, love is liberation. Just beautiful. Everybody made beautiful signs. A lot of them were made by Alyssa from the show. Beautiful. And we also held our own yoga class, and we offered the people who are going inside the class in the aquarium to come and join us. And we also handed out leaflets. It was an amazing event. We had about how many? 15?
I think 15 plus, yeah.
Yeah, and we put this together in 2 days. Within 2 days on Facebook, we had about 56 people saying they're coming. We had so much support from around the country and around the world. It was really great to see all that support. And then also the media. We had so much media present. If you haven't seen